You're listening to Mag Zinc Radio with Jimmy K and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Every once in a while, we throw in an oldie but goodie because it's requested by a guest. How could I say no to this? We're going to talk with Dom in just a couple of minutes from Devil Radio and WAUK, Friday Night Live. Right now, Judas Priest. Some heads are going to grow. It's Mag Zinc Radio. These guys are local somewhere, right? Radio, radio for the people. Judas Priest there from the Fenders. Some heads are gonna roll. I'm Jimmy K. I'm here with Terry Barr and Rocker on a Saturday night doing local music. And we got like 40 seconds before the song ends and our guest runs into the bathroom.
You
That's
boys.
Perfect timing.
It's a boy. What do you expect?
He's a professional though, man.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, we live by radio, right? Our lives are ruled by 30 seconds at a time.
Deadlines always.
What's happening, Don? Dom, how are you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Awesome. Thank you for the awesome Judas Priest. Are you kidding me? Some heads are going to roll. Who'd have thought at 50, I'd still be jamming out of tunes I listened to when I was like 12.
The best.
It is so good.
Oh, man.
So good.
We are here.
Considering, I'm sorry, don't considering the political news of the day, some heads are going to roll seem like an appropriate
term. Yeah, I said this is your song.
Yeah, baby. Oof.
Well, for those who don't know, we have Dom from the Devil's Advocate Show. He stopped by the studio. It's rare that we get the metal half of the Devil's Advocates
there
here.
There it is. I like that description, Dom. That's perfect.
It's apt. I cut the hair, but I'm still metal. Inside, oh, yeah. Baby. Rocker, you're officially the coolest guy in the room.
Thank you, Dom. There's only two guys in the room.
But he's got longer hair than me.
Oh, you guys.
Well, I'm
Jimmy
not.
Jimmy K, help me out here.
I was just going to say I'm not in that room. So.
You're the coolest guy in your room.
Yes.
Yeah. You're the coolest guy on Zoom.
And I'm the only girl here of all of you.
You're the
just
best.
In case you had to notice.
We've all noticed.
Oh, guys. All right, go ahead.
So, Dom, sorry, you know, I know that one time Kruk came into our show, and he's like, man, you music guys got it easy. You talk a little bit, and then you put on some tunes and hang around. How does it feel being a music guy today?
I love it. I could get used to this gig. I mean, we don't have to get like too deep into it. We've got to talk about some tunes and jam out. I mean, this is really what radio's all about. As
it's
far
a
as
good time. Yeah. You leave, you feel good. You got a smile on
I've
your
been
face.
Kind of angry all week, I got to be honest.
I've heard you. Don't worry.
So this is like great therapy. I always thought, like, you know, talking on the radio about the politics and the news was therapeutic, but ultimately, you know what I do when I'm not doing that?
I can't imagine.
I'm jamming tunes.
That's
what I'm doing.
See, that's what we do. We unplug on the weekends here on Max Inc. Radio and unplug from the politics. That's what we do.
See, Rocker, I kind of like that. That gives all the listeners a chance to go...
with and local music.
And they're ready to rock again with you guys by Monday.
They
rock with us all weekend.
I love that. Mm-hmm. It's a team effort here.
It is.
And now, you know, that music on this station starts at 6 p.m. on Friday nights with Friday Night Live in Waukesha with me, Rocker, broadcasting live from downtown Waukesha. And that gets repeated. That show gets repeated here on Devil Radio by 9 o'clock. So really, local music starts here on this station.
And you know, I've always said, as it should be,
amen.
Local music. Back to real radio when they played music, you know, real music.
So Dom, tell us how you got into metal. What's your metal background? What was the 13-year-old Dom like?
So I'll give you a couple things that kind of drew me into it. I remember one time driving with my mother when I was just a wee lad. And for some reason, on the local station, I grew up in like the Fox Valley, the Appleton area of Wisconsin. And the local station all of a sudden played Flight of Icarus from Iron Maiden.
Oh, yeah.
I had never heard that song before. And it was just like, what is going on? I loved it. So ever since then, I've been a huge Maiden fan.
Yeah.
Another example, my sister, older sister, for her birthday, I bought Masters of Reality from Black Sabbath for her.
Woo!
Right at vinyl from back in the day. Went to the exclusive company up in Appleton on Northland Avenue.
Man.
Yeah, you ready to say it? And so, you know, I also listened to it a lot myself. So I got really tuned into, you know, Ozzy and Black Sabbath. And from there, I went to Dio and then Rainbow and all the branches from that. And then, So then Priest. And of course, then growing up, it was, you know, Metallica and Megadeth and all that. All those guys kind of came afterwards. So it was lots of different things, but it always just struck a tune with me. You know, the rebelliousness and the... The anti-establishment stuff, you know, was always something that I was drawn to. But
so you know what I'm not hearing the big hair poser band metal band.
Oh, I mean, certainly there was the hair bands. I mean, I do have a Warrant T-shirt that I still have from when I saw them up in Green.
Oh man!
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to respect. Poison.
Poison. Oh, well, they're still out and about. You know,
they're still kind of the same. So Whitesnake though. I mean, David Coverdale played for Deep Purple for a while. Yeah. So, yep. You know, there's a, and I consider Deep Purple, of course, a very established, legendary band. Even to this day, I still listen to Deep Purple. Yeah, I mean, so, it got kind of cheesy, you know, towards the end. And thankfully, grunge came in when I got to college, and then it was Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Nirvana, and all that kind of stuff. And that was a whole kind of like shift.
A big shift.
Yeah.
And then came Tool. and everything ended.
And Nine Inch Nails. But we cannot possibly forget. And I think the last concert I actually went to was Slash at the Riverside in Milwaukee.
Oh, wow,
Slash
yeah.
with his own band, Miles Kennedy, and that whole crew.
Yeah.
Just Slash is great. I love the way he plays, and Guns N' Roses was just a monumental influence on all that stuff. Appetite for Destruction is still one of the greatest. But let's also, AC/DC, Back in Black.
I mean,
And I'm not going to argue between, you know, Bon Scott or Brian Johnson, but that is legendary. And it's not complex, you know. I mean, it's very simple: sex, drugs, rock and roll, 3-chord rock. I love, but you know, sometimes I don't want to think too hard, and Tool makes me think a little too hard sometimes.
Ooh, that's why I love it, man.
I just met John Corabi, who, as you know. You know, filled in for a little while on Motley Crue when Vince wasn't quite with it. And I think he's like trying to get in shape to get out there because they've got a big tour this summer, Motley.
Yeah, he was a bit overweight there for a while.
See, I'm glad you said it. It would have sounded bad coming from me. I hope he can do it. I hope he has his voice back. I mean, that show's going to be huge at American Family Field in Milwaukee.
Is it? Yeah, there's a whole bunch of bands coming. Is Def Leppard there too?
Def Leppard, Joan Jett, and then there's a band that they actually kicked off the tour, which I'm totally bummed about. So I'm not going because of that.
Which band is that?
Tuck Smith and the Restless Hearts. Amazing old school rock and roll. They sound like they're a band from the 70s.
Oh, mm-hmm. I love that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, and it would be. It's great. And Vince Neil. All right, was never a great vocalist, and when he was younger, certainly he could, you know, hit that stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, I've seen Motley Crue probably a half a dozen times, maybe a dozen times, and it's always good because I know the lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I know. You know. There's been a few guys.
That's what he counts on.
Right.
There's been a few guys that have been performing: Bon Jovi, David Lee Roth, and you're kind of like, guys. I don't. You know who was smart? I'll tell you who was smart: Robert Plant.
Oh.
You know, he just said, look, I'm getting old. I'm not going to sing this. I'm going to go sing bluegrass over here with this. You know,
terrific.
And he's awesome, right? You know, he can go out and play live. He doesn't have to embarrass himself. Every chick still wants him. I mean,
he's handsome.
Yeah, see what
he's
I mean?
Robert Plant.
I know. Believe me.
All right. Well, hey, we're getting the finger from Jimmy. So I was going to tell you. I was going to tell you all that my band, Ironplow, we're playing next Friday night at the Shaw 101 FM, the after party of Friday Night Live. I'm going to broadcast 6 to 9, and then I'm going to walk over to the Mad Scientist, and then I'm going to jam a whole set. So
you are a mad scientist.
You should do the broadcast and play at the same time.
Yeah.
That would be impressive.
Yeah, Jimmy K and I dare you to do it.
Yes, I can't. I'm in that. Yes.
I can't even chew gum, you know, and play it at the same time.
If Bill Collins can do it, you can do it.
No, man. Yeah, my band guys, they want me to say something. I try and say something. I try and open my mouth, but it just doesn't work when I'm playing drums. It just...
I've seen the look on your face when you're playing drums.
It's
intense.
Mad.
It is focus. Oh yeah.
Dom, so, before we let you go, man, what's news with the devil with the Devil's Advocates during the week? What should people be listening to?
Oh man, we have of course coverage of the January 6th committee. I think Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, something like that. So we're gonna
every
be
day.
It's every day. So we're gonna be all
Keep
over.
Keep heads
that.
Are gonna roll handy to play.
You know, it's I think it's the theme song of this next week. Heads are gonna roll. You know, but it's the politics, man. And so we'll do that part of it. You know, we'll do the one side of the barbell, and you guys you do the other side.
Yes.
And we'll keep it even. And we appreciate it, man.
That
and
is sweet.
I love the rock and roll. Thank you, guys.
Thanks
for coming on, Dom. We really appreciate it.
Good to see you, man.
Yeah, you too, guys.
All right, so Rocker, we're gonna play a couple songs here. We're gonna play Ironplow in just a second, but first tell us about this alternative radio.
Alternative radio. You know, Jimmy, the Mad Scientist is actually going to be closing in July, and they had a cancellation. So we took up this quick cancellation, and we added the Big Swig, which played at Friday night last week, and we broadcast them. And then this band came up to me, and they said, hey, we heard you on the radio. And they came up, and they said, here's our stuff. Here's our, you know, MP3s and stuff like that. I said, hey, you guys want to play a gig coming up? And they said, sure. So now... we got three bands. We're on the bill. It's after party. We're going to walk over. There's just thousands of people down there on Friday Night Live. And I'm going to grab them all, and we're going to walk over to the Mad Scientist, and we're going to jam, and it's going to be fun. And that first band, they're kind of a cover band, kind of like, you know, classic rock. A lot of tunes that everybody would know.
Yeah.
And then there'll be Iron Blow, and then alternative radio. So,
all right.
Pretty cool.
This is alternative radio. This is On the Road Again. Is this
they're Milwaukee bands.
Or is this, is this an original?
This is an original.
All right. New? Brand new?
I don't even know. It's new to me.
It's new to me as well.
Okay, me too.
All right.
Yeah.
And they said there's no curse words, so we're all good.
Oh, perfect. All right. I can stop sweating now. Alternative radio on the road again is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sync Radio.
Oh, anything goes. Whatever you can fit under a tarp.
We are local music.
You know there's nothing more that you can do.
Radio, we are local music. That's Iron Plow, Rock It. That's Rocker's band, who's rocking it. And okay, so is it next week you're in Waukesha playing?
Yep. June 17th, Friday, June 17th, at the Mad Scientist.
Sorry, continue.
It's just walking distance from Friday Night Live. So I'll be broadcasting Friday Night Live. And then after the band on Friday Night Live, we'll walk over to the Mad Scientist and we'll get a whole nother jam going. With three bands.
Terry, we ought to get a band together.
And that's what I was going to say to you. That is hilarious because it's like Jimmy K going, ugh, here's Rocker. He's rocking the airwaves. Then he's going to go rock with his band. Then he's going to go rock in the... And I'm like, Jimmy K, I think we have a plan.
Oh, that's great. Well, I saw some of the kids out here at this party and they came up to me and they're like, are you a rock star? I guess some people call me that.
My
mother-in-law calls me rock star.
Does she? Oh, she must really.
Yeah, I got a couple of people.
Okay. Rocker, what's coming up next hour, brother?
Oh, Rockstar. Let's see what's going on.
Mother Rockstar, what's coming up next hour?
Oh, we got an interview with Or Does It Explode? Sean Bass and Eric Rasmussen. They'll be in here. That's around the 7:30.
Are we going to get some new music from them?
We do have some.
We do. Yeah.
They have a whole new album coming out.
I can't
out.
Wait to hear something.
Chrysalis.
Thank you. Thank
We're going to talk all about it. Madison Malone, Terry, you're going to be talking to her. Yeah, well, we're all going to be talking to her
after 8:30. She also has new music and is home, which is Portage. She is now in L.A., L.A.-based musician. Her music is showing up everywhere. Commercials, soap operas. She's doing terrific, but she doesn't forget us. She's got a Madison show coming up this next week.
And tonight on The Devil's Lair, Maddie Batsley of Line and Max Inc. Heavy, 10 to midnight with Rocker. You are listening to... Max Inc. Radio.
And if you want to give us a call, do that. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY.
Max Inc. Radio.
Dodgers in the 24th.